Okay, if you own property in BC, you know this feeling. That struggle every summer. You want the green lawn, the nice garden, but then bam, watering restrictions hit. Brown patches appear, water bills creep up.
Yeah.
Well, frustrating. But there's a better way, right? We're talking smart irrigation today, and these aren't your dad's old sprinklers on a timer. No set and forget.
Yeah.
These systems are actually intelligent. They use real-time data. They water smarter. Think water conservation, lower bills, and honestly, getting some of your time back.
Exactly. And the big question we're diving into isn't just what they are, but when. When is the absolute best time to get one installed here in BC? Because, timing is key. It really impacts how much benefit you actually get from the tech.
Right, so let's break that down. What's the big difference? Old fixed timer versus smart.
Well, the old way is just dumb luck, basically. It waters Tuesday at 6 a.m., whether it's pouring rain or scorching hot. Smart irrigation is dynamic. It senses what's happening and responds, data-driven.
Okay, how does this sense? What's the tech involved?
Two main ways, really. First, you've got weather-based controllers. Think ET, evapotranspiration. These are like little meteorologists for your yard. They pull local weather data, temp, wind, humidity, sun, and calculate how much water your specific landscape is actually losing. Then they adjust the watering schedule automatically.
So it knows if it rained yesterday or if it's going to be really hot tomorrow.
Precisely. It gets data wirelessly from weather stations, or you can even have a mini weather station right on site for super accuracy.
Okay, what's the second method?
That uses soil moisture sensors. You actually bury these sensors down in the root zone of your plants or lawn. They directly measure the water content in the soil. So, like, a shady area under a tree won't get watered if it's already damp.
Ah, very localized.
Vary. They can either just skip a scheduled cycle if it's wet enough, that's a suspended cycle, or only water when the sensor says, "Hey, I'm dry." That's water on demand.
Which one's better?
It really depends on the property. Uniform lawn, ET might be great. Lots of different little microclimates, sun and shade. Sensors might be better. Talking to a pro helps figure that out.
Makes sense. So the controller is the brain. And what about the other parts of the sensors you mentioned?
Yeah, those are the system senses, gathering the intel. Rain sensors are, well, fundamental. It starts raining, boom, system pauses. Immediate water saving right there. No watering a wet lawn.
Obvious, but crucial. What else?
For BC, freeze sensors, absolutely critical. We get those snaps, right?
Definitely below zero.
This sensor detects freezing temps and shuts the system down. Prevents pipes bursting, heads cracking, protects your plants too. Huge money saver, potentially.
That's a big one here. Any others?
Wind sensors are pretty useful too. If it's really blowing, the system pauses, ensures the water lands on your garden, not, halfway down the street.
Right, good point. So, with all these parts, brain, sensors, pipes, how important is getting it installed professionally? Seems complex.
It really is an ecosystem. For it to work right, save water effectively, and last, professional installation is, I'd say, highly recommended. They know how deep to bury lines, where to place sensors for your specific yard conditions, how to program it correctly. It avoids headaches down the road.
Okay, let's get to the core question then. When should people in BC actually schedule this installation?
There's a definite sweet spot. We're talking late summer into early fall. Think August through October.
Why then specifically?
Several reasons. The ground is usually warmer, drier, easier to work with. Less messy, less disruption to your lawn. Your lawn is also winding down, less stressed, so it recovers quicker from the minor digging. Plus, it lines up perfectly if you're doing other fall lawn care like aerating or overseeding. Get it all done. And importantly, it gives you time to learn the system and fine-tune it before winterization.
What about spring? Seems logical to get it ready before summer hits.
Spring, like April or May, is definitely an option. It's proactive. System's ready for the heat and potential restrictions. But it's the absolute busiest time for irrigation contractors. You need to book way, way in advance. And the ground can still be pretty wet and messy to work with, depending on the spring we're having.
So fall is generally better, but spring works if you plan ahead. What about winter?
Winter. That's your planning phase. November to March is the perfect time for consultations, getting designs done, talking options. You can't install when the ground is frozen or saturated, but you can get everything lined up, make informed choices, and secure your spot for a spring or fall install.
Good tip. Now, BC is, well, it's not monolithic, is it? Climate varies wild.
It's hugely, and that massively impacts installation. No one size fits all advice here.
Give us some examples, like the Okanagan versus up north.
Okay, Okanagan. Intense summer heat, right? Those weather-based ET controllers, they really earn their keep there, adjusting for that high evaporation. But the key thing is winter. Significant frost. So professional winterization, blowing out the lines with compressed air, is absolutely non-negotiable. You skip that, you risk major damage.
Right. And the north, yeah. Prince George area.
Totally different ball game. Very short growing season. And the big one, deep, deep frost, often 6 feet or more.
6 feet. Wow.
Yeah. So the installation window is tiny, maybe May, early June. And those pipes have to be buried well below that deep frost line. It's a much tougher install. Understanding your local climate is paramount.
Okay. So assuming it's installed correctly at the right time for the right climate.
Yeah.
What are the payoffs beyond just, you know, a nice lawn?
Oh, the ripple effects are pretty compelling. First, the obvious. Money. You can genuinely cut outdoor water use by up to 50%. The system can pay for itself in just a few seasons.
50% is huge.
It is. Then there's the environmental side. Less strain on our municipal water sources, like the Metro Vancouver reservoirs or Souk Lake. Lower carbon footprint. It's responsible stewardship.
Good point. What else?
Convenience. It's automated. You control it from your phone. No more dragging hoses, remembering schedules. That's hours of your time back. It's a lifestyle upgrade, really. And it actually improves your landscape's health. Consistent, appropriate watering means stronger, deeper roots, more resilient plants, better curb appeal, higher property value.
And it handles the restrictions automatically.
Effortlessly. You program in the municipal rules. The system adheres to them, takes away all that stress and the risk of getting fined.
So wrapping up, timing is strategic. Late summer, early fall seems like the prime time for the actual work in BC.
That's the sweet spot for installation, definitely. But winter is prime time for getting the ball rolling with planning and design.
It really sounds like more than just watering.
It absolutely is. Think of it as an investment in your property's health, its beauty, its value, an investment in conserving water, and honestly, an investment in your own time and peace of mind. So why guess when it comes to your landscape's needs? Makes you think, what part of this tech could really change things for your property?